今天早晨弟兄姊妹已经知道我要讲什么题目了。
You already know this morning what I'm going to share with you.
我们要再来交通这个生活的系列里面第二十题，侍奉的生活。
We're going to share about the life of service, which is the 20th topic in our series, in our life series.
我们请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些的圣经。
Let's turn to some passages together.
我们请看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
对不起，先看约翰福音。
Gospel according to John.
约翰福音第十二章。
Chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章二十六节。
Verse 26.
我想这些经文我们大家一起来读好了。
Let's read it together in unison.
约翰福音第十二章第二十六节。
John 12, verse 26.
若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。然后启示录第一章
Revelation chapter 1
第五节的后一半和第六节
Second half of verse 5 and verse 6
我们从他爱我们那里读起，我们大家一起来。他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。我们再看启示录第十四章。
Revelation chapter 14。
启示录第十四章。
Revelation 14.
第十三节
Verse 13
启示录第十四章十三节
Revelation chapter 14 verse 13
我听见从天上有声音说你要写下从今以后在主里面而死的人有福了圣灵说是的他们息了自己的劳苦做工的果效也随着他们最后我们看罗马书第十一章
Romans chapter 11
罗马书第十一章第三十六节
Romans chapter 11 verse 36
罗马书十一章三十六节因为万有都是本于他依靠他归于他愿荣耀归给他直到永远阿们世人呢有这么一句话、
People in the world says this
他说生不带来死不带去
You bring nothing to the world nor do you bring anything when you leave this world
我们晓得这句话呢是一个事实
And we know that this is a fact
今天不管你在地上拥有多少的东西
No matter how much wealth you have on this world,
到有一天你离开这个世间的时候
but when you leave this world,
你是一点也带不走的
you shall bring nothing with you.
所有人都知道这个事实
and everybody knows this truth.
但是我们不知道为什么有这么一个事实
but we don't know why is this truth.
所以作为基督徒
so as a Christian,
我们要明白
and we need to understand this.
因为神的话告诉我们
because the word of the Lord tells us,
因为神已经定规
Because the Lord has established a principle.
万有都本于他。
That all things are from him.
也透过他。
And through him.
最后也归给他。
And to him.
神已经定规万有都归给他的儿子。
And God has established a principle that all things shall be given to the Son.
所以你我今天在世界上一点东西都带不走。
Therefore nothing you will bring from this earth when you leave it.
弟兄姊妹们。
And dear brothers and sisters,
作为基督徒，我们必须有跟另外一个很积极的看见。
And as a Christian, we need to have a clear understanding.
圣经有一个描述，讲到我们蒙恩得救的基督徒是神的管家。
And the Bible says that we as Christians are the steward of in the household of God.
这句话是多么的重要呢
And how important is this statement?
什么叫做管家呢
What is to be a steward?
就是主人把所有一切事情托付给你
It is the master giving everything to you
但是没有一样东西是你的
But none belongs to you
你只不过是替神呢来管理这些东西而已
You are but a steward for God
所以弟兄姊妹们 这个不仅包括我们身外的东西。
This not only talking about our material possessions,
也包括我们身内的一切。
But also include everything that we own in our heart.
今天也许你住的房子比较大。
Perhaps you have a bigger house.
他住的房子比较小。
Perhaps somebody else has a smaller house.
你钱财比较多。
Perhaps you have greater wealth.
他钱财比较少。
Someone else has less.
他事业做得大。
Maybe you have a greater career.
你事业做得小。
And someone else has less.
弟兄姊妹们，这都是什么？神给你的一个托付而已。
But you know all these are but entrusted to you by God.
不仅是外面的东西是托付。
It is not just entrusting to you some material things.
连你所有的智慧。
But all the wisdoms.
你的精神。
And your energy.
啊，你所有里面的一切才干。
All the talents and gifts.
包括你这个身体。
Including your physical body.
都只不过是神暂时的一个托付而已。
Are a temporal entrustment to you by God.
我们晓得到你离世的时候，你什么也带不去的。
Because when you leave this world, you shall bring nothing with you.
因为神已经定规了，万有都要归给他。
Because God has said that all things will be given to the Son.
如果你有这样的眼光，
If you have such perspective,
弟兄姊妹，你不需要羡慕人家住大房子。
Brothers, sisters, you do not need to envy anybody else at a greater house.
你不要羡慕人家有大事业。
Or anybody else has a greater career.
你也不需要羡慕人家多有钱财。
Or someone else has a greater wealth than you do.
因为这个都是什么？暂时托付给他的。
Because all but these are temporal.
甚至呢，别人读书读得好一点，也不需要羡慕。
And you do not need to envy somebody who does better at that.
成就多一点也不需要羡慕。
You do need to envy his achievements.
因为到了尽头的时候，没有一个人能带走任何一点东西。
Because when you come to the end of your life, you can bring nothing.
神已经定规了，所有的万有都是属于他的。
And God has purposed that all shall be given and belong to the Son.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们基督徒能有这样的一种眼光啊
，And therefore Christians, if we can have such perspective,
我们作为一个基督徒，我们就多轻省了。
And then your burden shall be light as a Christian.
那么你就很快乐。
And then you shall be joyful.
弟兄姊妹们，有多有少根本不在乎的。
And brothers and sisters, you will not care how much you have.
这只不过是神给你一个托付。
Because that's just something entrusted to you by God.
神就暂时让你管一管。
It is temporal.
你是管家而已。
You are but a steward.
那么这样说来哈。
And in such a word, in another
word. 你管的越多啊，你责任更大。
The more that's entrusted to you, the more responsibility.
如果你管不好的话呢？
And if you cannot be a good steward,
你将来要受主人的责备。
And you will be scolded by the master.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
我想圣经把这样的思想意念摆在我们的跟前。
As the Bible presents such a perspective to us,
这是多么宝贵的一个思念，一个意念。
How precious this thought is.
所以我们活在地上。
And as we live in this world, 我们就不需要
因为别人比我们好，别人比我们多，我们就心怀不平，对不对？
And we do not need to feel unjust.
一切都只不过是暂时。
When other has more than us, because it's temporal.
给你稍微管一管就是了。
And you're but the steward.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
And dear brothers and sisters,
神已经这样定规。
And this is a rule set by God.
将来万有都要归给他。
That all things shall be given to the Son.
但是呢，在启示录第十四章那里。
But in Revelation chapter 14,
有一句重要的提醒。
There is a very important reminder.
我们刚才读过那句话，最后一句话，最后一句话是什么意思呢？
And what does this very last verse says?
他说，做工的果效也要随着他们。
Their deeds will follow them.
是的，无论什么人。
No matter who it is,
不论你今生得到多少，
and no matter how much you've gained,
弟兄姊妹，甚至啊，我要讲说，连我们的所谓的夫妻啊，这个儿女啊，父母啊，都是暂时的。
Even the husband-wife relationship and parents and children relationships.
但是圣经中有一句话告诉我们，有一样东西可以带得去的。
All these are temporal, but there's one thing you can bring with you.
那就是做工的果效会随着他们去。
That is the deed of your labor.
今天世人呢，在地上不管他们拥有多少，我们都要到死为止，什么都带不走。
You know the people in this world, no matter how much they have, they shall leave everything behind when they leave this world.
基督徒按照肉身来讲，我们许多情形跟世人差不多。
But as Christians, we are in many ways are like people of this world.
但是我们有一个不一样。
But there's one thing we're different.
我们有一个东西可以带走。
There's one thing you can bring with you.
那就是工作的果效。会随着他们。
That is the deed or the fruit of your labor.
那么什么是工作的果效呢？
What is the deed or fruit of your labor?
那么我们晓得今天很多基督徒拼命做工啊。
We know that many Christians work very hard nowadays.
但是我们晓得你做工到底有没有果效，果效很重要。
But as you serve, as you work hard, is there a deed or fruit?
什么叫做做工的果效呢？
What is the deed of your labor?
就是你在侍奉中所流露的生命，那个是做工的果效。
It is the very life that you manifested through your service.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们希望我们能牢牢地记住，在你的侍奉中能把生命流露出来，这个是做工的果效。
Let us remember that as you manifest your life in your service, and that itself is a very fruit of your labor.
这个将来可以随着你进入永世。
And this shall accompany you into eternity.
所以我想弟兄姊妹，现在我们很清楚。
And so we're very clear now.
从这个世界，物质的世界。
That from this material world.
将来要进入永世。
That as you enter into the eternity.
没有任何东西你能带得去的。
There's nothing you can bring with you.
但对基督徒有一件事情可以带去的。
But as Christians, you can bring one thing with you.
就是你在地上侍奉主所流露生命的那个果效随着你而去。
It is a manifested life in your service, which is the fruit of your labor you can bring with you.
这是唯一的弟兄姊妹今天在作为基督徒我们可以享受的一个福分。
And brothers and sisters, that is probably the only blessing that you are able to enjoy.
所以我们要明白侍奉的意义。
Therefore, we need to understand the significance or the meaning of service.
这个对我们来讲是多么重要的一件事情。
Because that to us is crucially important.
我们如果能明白侍奉的意义。
If we can understand the significance of service.
我们的服事才会真正有果效。
Then our service will produce fruit.
或者说能有更好的果效。
Or having better fruit.
神救赎我们。
And as the Lord saves us,
这个目的很清楚,
and we know His purpose,
就是为要叫我们能够服侍神,
so that we may serve Him.
我们刚才读启示录第一章里面清楚地告诉我们,
and Revelation chapter 1 tells us very clearly,
耶稣基督用他的血洗净我们所有一切的罪,
that Jesus Christ has cleansed us with His blood of all our sins,
叫我们成为他国度中的百姓,
that we may become His people, His kingdom, His priests.
最后做什么? 做父神的祭司。
And to be a priest of his father and to serve him.
所以弟兄姊妹，神救赎我们回来是为了服事。
And therefore, the purpose that for God to save us is to serve him.
我想这多年来，我们在这个点上已经不知道重复讲过多少遍。
And I believe that such statements being repeated over and over throughout the years.
愿主使我们里面能够清醒。
And may the Lord cause us to see inwardly.
你看，神带领以色列出埃及。
You know, as the Lord lead Israelites out of Egypt,
最重要的目的是要叫他们成为祭司的国度。
The main purpose is for them to become a nation of priests.
每一个人都要成为祭司。
That every one of them shall become.
每一个人都要成为侍奉神的人。
And everyone shall become a one who serves God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们不能忘记神救赎我们乃是为着要进入侍奉。
We cannot forget that the very purpose for God to save us is to serve Him.
主用了那么重大的代价把我们买赎回来。
That God has bought us, redeemed us with such a great price.
就是希望我们能成为一个侍奉神的人。
So we may become someone who serves Him.
所以今天如果我们不服侍他。
And therefore today if we do not serve Him.
我们就亏负主的救恩。
Then we fall short of His grace.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们必须记得我们是一个蒙救赎的一个祭司。
We must remember that we are priests who were being, who was redeemed.
那么到底什么是侍奉呢？
So what is service?
那么也许很多人讲说、哦、讲道是侍奉翻译是侍奉。
Some would say a preaching or translation is a type of service.
在教会里面服侍青少年儿童是服侍。
Or serving the children or the junior youth.
其实严格的说。
But in, seriously speaking.
侍奉就是我们的生活。
Service is our very life.
我们的生活就是侍奉。
And our lives are our service.
生活跟侍奉是不能分的。
Because you cannot separate service and life.
你不说礼拜天到了这个礼拜堂里面来了，我们就是服侍，回家呢就卸妆了，就不服侍，不是。
You cannot say that you come to the church and doing certain things and that is service.
是的，你来聚会的时候你有服侍。
Yes, when you come to the meeting, you have service.
你回家还是服侍。
But when you go home, when you're at your household, you're still serving.
你去上班也是服侍。
And you're serving when you go to work.
甚至你出去旅游也是服侍。
And you're serving even on your vacation.
弟兄姊妹，侍奉是我们的生活。
Brothers and sisters, service is our very life.
我们的生活应该成为侍奉。
Our life should become a service.
因为我们是一个侍奉的人。
Because we are a person who serves.
是一个祭司。
We are a priest.
我希望弟兄姊妹我们能够牢记这些。
And I hope that we can all remember this.
那么今天早晨呢？
And this morning,
我要把侍奉的这个原则啊，还有侍奉的那个特性呢，再跟弟兄姊妹们说明一下。
And like to share with you the foundation and very characteristics of service with you.
啊，这个，如果我们能把这些侍奉的原则能够把它抓牢了
，If we can capture and understand the principles of service，
我们也懂得侍奉的特性
，And we understand the characteristics of service，
弟兄姊妹，能使我们的侍奉能有更好的果效
，And then we can produce a better fruit out of our service。
那我要再说。
And I shall stress one more time.
将来我们离开这个世间的时候
，That as we leave this world，
只有工作的果效可以随着我们。
Only the deed, your deed shall follow you.
弟兄姊妹们，你要不要这个福分，那是你自己要决定。
And brothers and sisters, it is your decision whether you want this blessing or not.
所以我们盼望主给我们恩典。
So may the Lord be gracious to us.
让我们能认识什么是真正的侍奉。
That we may understand what is true service.
所以神已经对侍奉定下他自己的原则。
And God has set the principles for service.
侍奉也有它的特性。
And service has also its characteristics.
那么我大致上哈，把这个侍奉的原则呢，把它归纳起来，一共有七个点。
And I basically summarize in 7 bullet points for the principles of service.
那头一个点呢
？And first,
就侍奉的根本是生命。
The origin or the foundation of service is life.
我们晓得，我们得救的时候，主把一个新的生命给我们。
You know that when you were saved, God has given you a new life.
这个生命主给我们不仅是让我们来享受的，并且成为我们侍奉的一个根本。
That this new life is for us to enjoy as well as for us to serve.
所以因此呢，明白侍奉的人告诉我们。
And therefore those who truly understand what service is tells us.
戴德森弟兄曾经这样说。
And Brother Hudson Taylor told us.
他说真实的侍奉一定是生命的流露。
He said that true service must be a manifestation of life.
弟兄姊妹们，侍奉还不是外面做事。
So to serve is not just doing something outwardly.
侍奉乃是生命的流露。
But a manifestation of life.
那么你要活在这个生命的里面。
And you need to live, abide in this life.
让生命从你身上流露出来。
So that as this life flowing out from you.
那个就是侍奉。
And it becomes a service.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们要让主的生命在我们身上能够彰显出来。
That we need to allow God's life to be manifested through us.
当然这个生命里面包括了主耶稣基督一切的美德。
And this life encompasses This is all the beautiful nature of God.
包括了主耶稣基督所有的能力。
And all his power.
包括了他里面所有的荣耀。
And all his glory.
所以在我们的侍奉中要把这些东西显露出来。
Therefore, these must be manifested through our service.
什么时候这些东西显露出来的时候
？Whenever these are being manifested.
那就是一个生命的流露。
And that is a manifestation of life.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
侍奉乃是根据于这个生命。
And the very service is based on this life.
所以主把生命给了我们。
And therefore God is giving us life.
你不要轻忽这个生命。
Do not look lightly upon your life.
你要天天活在这个生命的里面。
That you need to abide in this life.
你有所享受。
That you would have enjoyment.
然后你就有所流露。
And then you will have some outflow of that life.
如果你没有享受到这个生命
，If you never enjoy this new life,
弟兄姊妹，你也流露不出这个生命。
Then you are not able to allow this life flow out from you.
我们所有一切的侍奉都是根在这个生命上面。
That our service is deeply rooted in this very life.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
And how crucially important this is.
啊，有很多时候我们服侍了，人只碰见你这个人，没有碰见主。弟兄姊妹，那个不叫生命的流露。
A lot of times when people being served by you, they only see you as a person. They do not feel the life.
人只感觉你是个热心的人。
They only feel that you're someone who's very zealous and passionate.
只感觉呢，你这个人很有智慧，很有才干。
That you're very talented and you're very wise.
还不是侍奉。
That is not service.
人要碰到主的生命。
If they can see God's life through you.
弟兄姊妹，那个才是。真正的侍奉。
Then that is true service.
啊，所以侍奉的头一个原则。
Therefore, the first principle of service.
就是侍奉，那是根据于新的生命。
That service is founded and rooted on this new life.
第二个点。
Secondly.
侍奉的开端。
The beginning of service.
是奉献。
It is consecration.
我们晓得，一个人如果不能把自己奉献给主。
You know that if someone is not able to offer himself up to God, then it is very difficult for that person to serve God.
在旧约时代,
that in the Old Testament,
当祭司们来到会幕那里服侍神的时候,
when the priests came to the tabernacle to serve God,
或者到圣殿那里来服侍神的时候,
or coming to the holy place to serve God,
你看见第一件事情需要经过的就是祭坛。
You know, the first thing they need to enter, they need to go by is the altar.
所有的祭司们都要懂得奉献。
All the priests need to understand what offering is.
他们知道如何在神跟前来宰牛杀羊，那么在这里来奉献。
They know how to, kill these sacrifices in order to, to offer up to God.
其实那个宰牛，那个杀羊宰牛啊，就代表他自己。
That as they're killing those bulls and lambs, they are doing it, representing themselves.
今天主已经成了我们的祭物。
That God has become, Jesus has become a sacrifice.
我们要知道如何来把自己献给主。
We need to know how to offer ourselves to God.
那我们晓得奉献呢，简单的意思就是把主权呢，那么交给神。
You know that simply speaking, to offer yourself, to God is to give God the authority.
就是我们要学习不为自己活，乃是为着主而活。
And to learn not to live for ourselves, but for God.
你才能够进入那个真正的侍奉。
Then you can enter into the true service.
所以有弟兄们告诉我们，侍奉乃是与神同工啊，不是为神做工。
And some brothers tell us to serve is to work with God, is not working for God.
你要与神同工。
That to work with God,
你必须没有自己啊。
You must deny yourself.
今天呢，主的工作不是你喜欢什么，我就照着我喜欢的去做，这个不对。
It is not to serve according to your desire.
乃是他要你做什么，你就做什么。
But to serve according to his desire.
他没有叫你做，你就不能做。
And you shall not do whatever he did not command you to do.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做站在奉献的地位上面。
And brother and sister, that is to stand on the position of a sacrifice.
这样你才能够把神的生命才能够流露出来。
And only through this you can manifest this life of God.
所以我们要追求能够与神同工。
So we need to pursue, the working with God.
那么你必须学会把自己奉献给主。
And the first thing you need to learn is to sacrifice yourself to God.
我们都知道奉献啊，这个在口头上面来说是容易的。
You know, the consecration is easier, said than done.
对我们这些啊做自主惯了的人，做自己主人做惯了的人呢，实行起来是不大容易。
You know, for those of us who has been long a master of our own, it is very difficult to practice it.
我从年轻的时候被主的爱激动，就奉献给主，一直到今天，我觉得我奉献的生活还是不完全。
And I have offered up myself to God to serve Him from my youth, but to this day, I still feel that consecration is not complete.
那我里面被激励住，主啊，我把我一切都奉献给你。
When I'm encouraged by His love, I say, Lord, I give you my all.
但是等我起来的时候呢，
又
抓回来一点。
But when I got up from my prayer, I took back something for myself.
甚至有的时候呢，主要我做一点事情，你就觉得很困难。
And sometimes I do feel difficult when God commands me to do certain things.
这证明我的奉献是不完全。
And that proves that my consecration is not perfect.
但是主怜悯我们。
But God is merciful.
因为我们的一生都在这个奉献的过程当中。
That our whole life is a process of consecration.
所以因此我们要学习不断的更新我们的奉献。
Therefore, we need to learn continually refreshing our consecration to God.
所以神才要求这个以色列人呢。
And therefore, God commanded the Israelites.
每天早晨要献一只羊，晚上献一只羊。
That they need to offer up a lamb in the morning and dusk.
尽管你过去也许奉献的生活是失败的。
Even though you've lived a life, not a life of consecration in the past.
啊，最好早晨起来的时候，人就对主说：“主，我把自己奉献给你。”
But still, in the morning, learn to say, "Lord, I give myself to you."
晚上睡觉之前，对主说：“主，我把自己奉献给你。”
And when you go to bed, you say, "Lord, I give myself to you."
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
你的侍奉要好。
You know, if you want to have a good service,
你必须要有奉献的时候。
You must have a life of consecration.
我们看见教会历史中许多的弟兄姊妹们。他们的侍奉能把主的生命彰显得那么样的荣耀啊。
You see that many brothers and sisters and saints in the church history, and when they were able to manifest the life of God so gloriously.
就是因为他们在奉献的事情上面怎么样做得好。
And it's because they were very good and perfected in their life of consecration.
你看宋尚杰传福音会有这么大的能力啊。
There is a evangelist, Dr. Sun.
Dr. Song, John Song.
John Song.
他传福音有这么大的能力。
That he has such a great power when he evangelized.
就是因为什么呢？因为他的奉献很绝对。
Is because his consecration was absolute.
这是今天用我们的话讲，奉献很绝对，我们觉得很可怕。
And but when we say an absolute consecration, it sounds scary.
但是对于他来讲说，他把这一切归给主，主能悦纳，他觉得这是他的荣耀。
But to him, he felt it's glory for him to be able to offer himself to God, and God is pleased and accepted.
弟兄姊妹，你想一想。
And brothers and sisters, think about this.
今天我们在这个地上。
And as you're living on this world,
有什么样东西不是出于主的呢？
And what do you have that's not from God?
今天我们把出于主的再归还给主，这个有什么稀奇呢？
And why would it be so difficult as you're giving back to God what he has given you?
为什么那么多奉献给主的人得着我们内心的尊重呢？
Why is it that those who consecrate themselves completely to God earned our respect?
因为神给我们容易啊，我们要归回的时候，透过我们这个堕落的人变得不容易。
Because it's easy for God to give to us and bless us, and it's hard for us to give it back to God through this flesh.
当他们的眼睛得开，
But when their eyes were opened,
他们看见神的荣耀，
When they saw the glory of God,
他们看见将来那个做工的果效可以跟着他们，
And when they see that the fruit of their labor shall follow them to eternity,
他们就像保罗一样，
And they will be like Paul.
他们认识耶稣基督为至宝，看万事如粪土。
They have seen all things as dross, and to know Christ Jesus is the greatest treasure.
今天我们需要主的恩典临到我们。
And today we need the very grace of God.
让我们能学习把一切都奉献。
So we can learn to offer all on the altar to God.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你奉献自己在祭坛上，
that as you offer yourself on the altar,
你才真正得着你的一生。
Then you shall obtain truly your life.
否则的话呢？
And otherwise,
有一天我们到主跟前，我们就懊悔。
And we shall regret when we come before the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以求主让我们能明白奉献的意义。
May the Lord help us to understand the meaning of sacrifice.
要能够进入这个美好的侍奉。
That we want to enter a good life, a beautiful life of service.
有真正好的工作的果效。
And to have a good fruit of labor.
奉献是我们开端的。也可以说是重要的一个关键。
That our consecration is the beginning, is the origin.
啊，有许多时候弟兄姊妹，我们常常讲啊，中国人常讲，哎呀，你想想自己，看看自己，真是一条烂命，对不对？
烂命。
这个 wicked 的那个。
When you look at yourself, you feel you're so wicked.
是啊，这个给主。主接纳你是主看得上你。
But if you willing to offer this wicked self to God and yet God accept it and God is deeming you very highly.
所以你不要觉得是牺牲。
So you do not think it's a sacrifice.
你看像我这样的人奉献给主不可惜吗？
And you will say, well, so pitiful for me to offer myself to God.
你要想想主要不要你啊。
But you need to think whether the Lord is pleased by your offering.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
爱我们的缘故。
Because he loves us.
像我们这些从火中所抽出来的一根柴啊。
We were like a stick that's being taken out of fire.
实在来讲我们在属灵的事情上没有多大用处的。
And we really don't have much value in spiritual things.
但是神怜悯我们用他的恩手把我们握住。
But because of God's grace, he hold fast to us.
所以我们的奉献如果神能悦纳。
So if our offering is being pleased by God,
我们反而应该感谢他。
Then we truly need to thank him.
所以你看教会历史中所有这样奉献的人没有一个是后悔的。
So that no one is ever regret when they give themselves to God.
弟兄姊妹们。
And dear brothers and sisters,
如果我们要我们的服事好，
if we want to have a good life of service,
有真正工作的果效，
to have a true fruit and deed of our service,
请记得侍奉的开端是奉献。
Please remember that the beginning of your service is consecration.
第三个点。
Thirdly,
侍奉的学习呢是十字架。
And the learning in our service is the cross.
我们每个基督徒都知道不应当为自己活。
You know that all of us as Christians know that we should not live for ourselves.
应当为主活。
We need to live for the Lord.
但也不因为你有这样的知道你就能达到，对吧？
But it is not easy to do it just because you know it.
要达到必须要学什么十字架的功课。
And you need to go through the cross and learn the lesson of the cross.
我们多少次在主面前祷告，对主说：“主啊，我愿意为你活。”
Oftentimes we pray before the Lord, say, "Lord, we're willing to live for you."
但是呢，一到事实中发觉活不出来。
But when circumstances come, we feel we cannot live.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们需要学会怎样来背起十字架跟从主。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to know how to carry up a cross and follow the Lord.
因为十字架是否认我们的己。
Because cross is to deny ourselves.
十字架是破碎我们的肉魂的。
And the cross is to break our soul.
所以一个真正背起十字架跟从主的人。
So the person who is truly carrying up his cross to follow the Lord.
他才能经历侍奉不是为神做工。
Then he would be experiencing truly that service is not to do things for God.
乃是让神在我们身上来做工。
But allow God to work in us.
我这个出来服侍主啊，从1969年出来服侍主，一到今天已经有多少年了？30多年了。
I've been in full-time ministry for more than 30 years since 1969.
我实在承认我为主没有做多少。
I need to confess that I did not do much for the Lord.
我做的也算不得什么。
And what I have done, it counts for nothing.
但是有一件事情很宝贵。
But there's one thing that is so precious.
就是这三十多年来主不断地做工在我身上。
That throughout these more than three decades, the Lord continued to work in me.
这给我带来的许多的恩典和祝福。
That it brought me so much grace and blessing.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当你进入侍奉的时候，
that answer, as you enter into service,
不是你在这里要为主做多少。
It is not how much you do for God.
乃是神在我，借着这个侍奉在我们身上做工。
Yet it's how much God is working in you through your service.
只有你进入侍奉，你才有所谓的十字架的经历。
Only when you enter into a life of service can you experience the life of cross.
所以经过侍奉，
that through the service,
我们这些人被神成全了，这才是神的心意。
We are being perfected by God, and this is the very will of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，十字架对我们来讲实在是宝贵的经历。
And therefore, brothers and sisters, cross is a very precious experience for all of us.
每一个基督徒都得承认啊。
That every Christian must confess.
我们不能为神做什么。
That we can really, we can do nothing for the Lord.
你能为神做什么呢？
What can you do for the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，我们不能为神做什么。
Brothers and sisters, we can do nothing for the Lord.
所以当你进入侍奉的时候，
so as you enter into life of service,
是神的恩典在我们身上。
It is caused by the grace of God.
因为我们记得侍奉乃是生命的流露。
Because we know that service is but the manifestation of our lives.
神可以给人恩赐。
God can give you talents and gifts.
你可以做大工。
You can do great things.
彼得很知道一件事情。
And Peter knows something very well.
当神的恩赐临到他的时候，
when the gift of God falls upon him,
他站起来又传福音三千人得救。
And he stood up and preached the gospel, 3,000 were saved.
第二次传福音更多五千人得救。
And second time when he preached, 5,000 were saved.
啊，我想在教会历史上啊，我们还没有看见这么大的一个福音的果效呢。
And we have not seen such a great fruit of evangelism throughout the history of church.
但是你看彼得有没有因着他所做这个功夸口呢？
But did Peter boast about himself because of this fruit?
一点都没有。
Not at all.
因为彼得知道什么？这是神给的恩赐。
Because Peter knew very well that that was a talent and gift given by God.
彼得知道一件事情，如果在我的生活中没有办法把基督流露出来，我拥有这么大的恩赐做这些工也是徒然。
And Peter knew that it would be in vain having such a power in evangelism if he's not able to manifest the very life of God in his life.
这个不是工作的果效。
And because that would not be the fruit of his labor.
弟兄姊妹，工作的果效那是生命的流露。
The fruit of your labor is the manifestation of your life.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
And how important this is.
所以我们需要学十字架的功课。
We must learn the lesson of the cross.
今天很多神的儿女们求恩赐。
And many brothers and sisters nowadays ask for gifts and talents.
但是不懂得背十字架的道理。
They do not understand to how to carry up the cross.
所以你会看见将来到勇士里面说很多的工作，所谓的工作的果效都没有。
So you will see as you enter into eternity, many of these deeds will not follow.
所以保罗曾经讲过，他说你有的人传福音给别人，别人得救了，自己反而失去这个福音的好处啊。
And so Apostle Paul said that as we preach the gospel to someone else, we lost the benefit of it.
所以我们不要看错了啊。
So do not be mistaken.
弟兄姊妹，只有生命从你身上流露出来。
That only when the life is being manifested through you.
那个才是真正的工作的果效。
That will be the true deed of your service.
侍奉的第三个原则，我们要学习十字架的功课。
Therefore, the third principle of our service is to learn the lesson of the cross.
第四个点。
Fourthly,
侍奉的依据。
The very basis of service.
Depend, 或者是 according to, 这个侍奉的依据是圣经和圣灵。
That the, we, our service depends on the scripture and the Holy Spirit.
圣经我们都晓得这是真理。
And because we know the Bible, the scripture is truth.
这是神给我们那个侍奉的原则。
And that is, it's giving us the principle in service.
那么圣灵呢是里面的导师。
That the Holy Spirit is our counselor.
他是引我们进入真理的。
It leads us into all truth.
叫我们能够侍奉神。
So that we may serve God.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
我们作为一个基督徒。
As a Christian,
我们要熟悉圣经。
You need to be very familiar with the Bible.
我们要熟悉圣灵。
You need to be very familiar with the Holy Spirit.
这是我们两个最基本的追求。
These are two very fundamental pursuits as Christians.
如果我们不熟悉圣经。
If you're not familiar with the scripture,
我们也不懂得圣灵的引导。
Nor do you understand the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们如何来服侍神呢？
How can you serve God?
在今天地上的教会里面呢？
That in the church nowadays,
出现了一个最大的一个悲剧啊。
And there's a very sad situation.
就是有很多热心的人在这里跟随主。
And there's a tragedy that all very many zealous Christians who are following the Lord.
当然不热心的人更多了。
Of course, there are many who are not zealous.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你非常热心，
if you're zealous,
但是对圣经不熟，
yet you're unfamiliar with the scripture,
你也不会跟随圣灵，
you are not able to follow the Holy Spirit.
请我们记得，
then please remember,
这样的情况常常对教会和自己都造成很大的伤害。
And you, whatever you do will cause harm to yourself or to enter the church.
所以侍奉主不是凭一股热心的。
So therefore, when you serve, it's not depending on your passion.
你一定要熟悉圣经。
You need to learn the scriptures.
你一定要熟悉圣灵的工作。
You need to be familiar with the work of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
那么你的热心才有用处。
Then your zeal can have its good effect.
当然你不热心的话呢？
But when you're not zealous,
对你自己对教会都是个亏损。
And to you, to the church, it would be a loss.
但是呢，对教会可能伤害比较小一点。
But perhaps it will harm the church less.
这个真是一个很大的矛盾。
You know, that's a big conflict.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望人热心，对不对？
You know, we desire Christians to be zealous.
我们不喜欢那些不热心的情况。
We don't like people who are not zealous for the Lord.
但是呢，你必须要熟悉圣经。
But you need to familiarize yourself with the scripture.
你必须要熟悉圣灵。
And with the Holy Spirit.
这是我们在主面前的追求。
And that should be our pursuit before the Lord.
你对圣经的认识有多少？
How much you understand the scripture?
你跟随圣灵的经历有多深？
How much you experience the Holy Spirit?
那么你侍奉的那个效果就有多少。
And determines the very fruit of your labor.
绝不能有一种幻想。
And do not have such fascination.
弟兄姊妹们，如果越过这些东西做的都是虚空的东西。
That whatever you do apart from these fundamentals are in vain.
我们晓得人是很好骗的啊。
You know that people are very easily deceived.
但是你不能骗神的。
But you cannot deceive God.
因为我们一切的光景在神跟前都是赤裸敞开的。
Because we are all naked before the Lord.
主才知道我们里面到底有多少东西呢。
The Lord knows exactly how much you have.
所以这些年服侍主，我常常觉得需要主的光照。
So oftentimes these years as I serve God, I really feel I need His enlightenment.
我们的侍奉不能夸大的。
That we cannot boast or exaggerate our service.
弟兄姊妹，衡量我们的乃是我们的神呐。
Because God is the person who measures us.
所以我们只有怎么努力的读圣经。
Therefore, we just be diligent in reading the scripture.
我们只有紧紧的跟随圣灵。
And follow the Holy Spirit closely.
这样我们在侍奉上，弟兄姊妹，才可能会产生那个美好的工作的果效。
Then our service will produce beautiful fruit.
当然了，弟兄姊妹们，我们晓得。各个聚会，所有神的儿女们都希望那个教会的光景，那是热切的光景。
You know that throughout the different churches, we all wish that our conditions are very passionate and warm towards God.
但是我们晓得，在这个火热的光景中啊，一切都应当是合理的。
That but everything should be logical,
reasonable. 因为在罗马书第十二章第一节第二节里面告诉我们，
Because in Romans chapter 12 verse 1 says,
侍奉是理性的，
That to serve is a reasonable act.
我们生活里面可以有激情，
That in our life we can be have some emotional moments.
我们唱诗歌的时候，我们可以很欢乐。
We can be so joyful and emotional when we sing the hymns.
尽量的让你的情感呢发泄出来。
And you can sing it with all your emotions.
但是呢，服侍主是理性的。
But when you serve, it is a reasonable act.
啊，你不能热到一个地步就热昏头了。
You can not be so zealous to the point you lose the reasoning or the logic.
侍奉是靠理性。
Because service is a reasonable act.
所以我们必须熟悉圣经。
So we need to be very familiar with the scripture.
必须紧紧地跟随圣灵。
And to follow the Holy Spirit very closely.
这是侍奉的原则的第四个点。
And that is the fourth principles in service.
第五个点。
Fifthly,
侍奉的这个样式是基督。
And the type of our service or the model of our service is Jesus.
那个 pattern 啊，是基督。
And the pattern of our service is Jesus.
所以主他说什么呢？若有人要服侍我，就当跟从我。
And therefore the Lord says, anyone who wants to serve me must follow me.
啊，我在哪里侍奉主的，也要在哪里。
Wherever I am, the one who serves me, shall be there as well.
所以今天我们的服侍。
Therefore the service our,
服侍出来的样式应该是主的自己。
The pattern of our service today is the Lord Jesus himself.
或者是 image 应该是基督的自己。
And the image of our service is Jesus himself.
我们晓得这个 image 这个字啊，这个形象这个字呢，乃是指的主的性情和性格说的。
And we know that image refers to the very nature and characteristic of Jesus.
在侍奉上不是表现我的性格，表现你的性格，不是。
That in the service we're not manifesting our own nature and our own characteristics.
我们所努力的呢，是要把基督的性格、基督的性情把它显明出来。
And what we're trying to do is to manifest the characteristic and nature of Jesus.
所以我们的侍奉要踩在主的脚中里面。
And therefore you need to walk in Jesus' footsteps.
这是何等重要的一件事情。
And how important that is.
弟兄姊妹，只有这样的侍奉是得到父的尊重。
But only such service can be respected by the Father.
这是约翰福音第12章26节里面很清楚地告诉我们。
This is what John chapter 12 verse 26 tells us very clearly.
那么第六个点。
And sixth point.
侍奉的目的。
The purpose of our service
是成就神的旨意。
It is to accomplish the will of God.
所以呢，我们常常讲侍奉是什么？侍奉就是经营神所经营的。
And so to serve is to manage what God manages.
我们的侍奉是要完成神的计划。
And our service should be to accomplish His purpose.
不是完成我们自己的计划。
Not to accomplish our own purpose.
所以在侍奉中没有我们个人的荣耀，也没有我们个人的事业。
Therefore, there's no individual glory nor our purpose in our service.
一切都是为着神的目的。
All is for the purpose of God.
让神的旨意得到成就。
That the will of God may be perfected.
这是我们在侍奉上必须要知道的。
And that is something we need to know about service.
啊，第七个点。
Seven.
侍奉最后的结果是什么呢？
And what is the final fruit of our labor? It is to give glory to God.
所以我们在侍奉上面呢，不高举任何人。
And therefore, we do not exalt anyone in service.
在教会里面，只有耶稣基督可以被高举。
And only Jesus can be exalted in the church.
我们要感谢神。
We need to thank the
Lord. 神是多么的爱我们。
And how much He loves us.
神乐意把他的荣耀加在我们的身上。
God is willing to bestow His glory upon us.
但是请我们记得。
But please remember.
神把荣耀显在人身上。
When God manifests His glory through us,
但荣耀人就是归给神自己的。
But glory is given back to Him.
所以我想弟兄姊妹们，这是我们的侍奉上面所有的七个重要的原则。
These are the seven principles of our service.
我的时间很有限，所以我只能快快地讲。
My time is very limited, so I have to go through these very quickly.
希望弟兄姊妹们能够好好的思想。
And I want you to consider it very carefully.
下面呢，我要讲到侍奉的特性。侍奉还有侍奉的特性。
And next, I want to talk to you about the characteristic of service.
有五个特性。
There are five characteristics.
啊，所以我们希望弟兄姊妹们能够把这些大概能够记在心里。
And just remember these major bullet points.
因为我们想要我们的服事好，能够有工作的果效。
Because if we want to produce good service and produce good fruit,
我们必须明白神给的原则。
We need to understand the principle that is set by God.
明白侍奉中的那个重要的特性。
And as well as understanding the characteristics of service.
这个侍奉的第一个特性是什么呢？
You know what is the first characteristic of service?
就是儿子的侍奉。
It is the service of the Son.
我们晓得到了新约时代开始的时候
You know that beginning in the New Testament
是神的儿子自己到地上来做仆人侍奉神
The Son of God himself came to this world and to become a servant of all.
所以神要他在十字架上成功救赎。
And therefore God wants him to accomplish the salvation on the cross.
然后把他的生命分赐给所有蒙恩得救的人。
And then to give his gift to all who are saved.
当我们得救，我们得着主耶稣基督的生命，我们就成为神的儿女。
So as we receive this gift of life, we become the children of God.
神把这个做儿女的地位给我们。
And God is giving us the position of a sonship.
目的是什么呢？
And what is the purpose for that?
目的是要叫我们能够服侍他。
So that we may serve him.
所以神在这个新约的时代中间只接受儿子的服侍。
Therefore, God only accepts the service of a son in the Old Testament.
所以我们如果不是神的儿女，我们没办法服侍神的。
And therefore, if we are not the children of God, we cannot serve God.
但是我们要记得。
But please remember.
我们不仅是神的儿女。
Not only that we are the children of God.
我们也应当做神的仆人。
We also need to be the servant of God.
这些年我们发现真正有这个仆人的意念的基督徒不算太多。
And these years we realize that not very many of us have this concept of being a servant.
所以我们感谢神。
And we thank the Lord.
把我们从仇敌的手中拯救回来。
That he saved us from the hand of our enemies.
感谢神把我们从世界里面分别出来。
We thank him for separating us from the world.
用血洁净我们。
That he cleansed us with his blood.
然后呢，把他自己的生命赐给我们。
Then impart to us his life.
让我们成了回家的儿女。
Then we become children who has come home.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
我们不能忘记。
We cannot forget.
我们今天要站在儿子的地位上服侍神。
That today we must stand on the position of being a child of God to serve.
我们来经营他所经营的，建造他所建造。
To manage and to build what he manages and what he builds.
啊，所以这个是儿子的服侍。
And that is the service of a son.
我们有很多人都有儿女。
And all of most of us have children.
许多说孩子小的时候呢，你就给他照顾他呢，这个帮他做。
Up and you serve me.
那弟兄姊妹们，当然固然儿女长大了应该服侍父母啊，这是对的。
Of course, it's reasonable for the children to grow up and serve the parents.
但是神要求我们的是什么呢？
But what does God require us?
当你一得救，你一站在这个儿子的地位上面。
That once you're saved, as you're standing on the position of being a child.You need to begin that service.
所以很多弟兄姊妹常常讲说，哎呀，我刚刚得救，我在主里面是婴孩。
And some would often say, well, I'm just an infant in the Lord. I'm just saved.
那么婴孩也要服侍。
But even as an infant, you need to serve.
弟兄姊妹们。
Friends, sisters.
甚至有的时候在聚会里面。
And sometimes in the congregation.
啊，我们受神的灵感动，我们呼喊一声，阿爸，父啊，谢谢你，这个是服侍啊。
And as you cry out, Abba, Father, and that is the service.
有的时候教会中很多事情我们不会做，但是我们可以祷告，对不对？也是服侍。
You know that you can pray, even though there are many other things you can't do, and that itself is the service.
所以我们是神的儿女。
So we are the children of God.
我们是侍奉神的人。
Then we are people who serve God.
所有神的儿子都应当起来服侍神。
All the sons of God need to rise up and serve Him.
新约侍奉的特性，第二个特性。
And second characteristic of a New Testament service.
就是爱的侍奉。
It is a service of love.
我们看见，当耶稣基督到地上来的时候。
You know that when Jesus came to this world.
他把神的爱带给我们。
He has brought us the love of God.
我想这是新约圣经里面，最大的，也是最多的一些的话。
I think that this is the greatest and the major thing that's being manifested in the New Testament.
当然我们晓得爱的原则就是牺牲的原则。
But you know the principle of love is sacrifice.
是供应的原则。
It is to provide.
简单的来说是给的原则。
So it is a principle of giving.
因为有爱你就给得出去，对不对？
Because you love, therefore you give.
所以弟兄姊妹们，如果我们给不出去，就表明怎么样呢？我们的里面的爱不够。
And therefore, if we're not able to give, then it tells us that we don't love enough.
所以爱的原则就是给的原则。
Therefore, the principle of love is to give.
我想这个哈，在我们这个堕落的人的里面呢，也是一个很大的难处。
You know, that becomes a great difficulty for us as a fallen human race.
我从年轻一直到现在啊，我都发觉，在这个给的事情上面，有很多时候学不好这个功课。
And oftentimes, I need to learn the lesson of giving from my youth till now.
当然，这个不是天性上面的一种大方啊。
You know, it is not a generosity out of your own nature.
我也发现今天世界上有些人他没信主啊，他是很大方，什么都给啊。
You know that even some non-believers are very generous. They would give a lot of things.
你如果到他家里去，随便吃啊，随便拿，统统可以拿走，没问题。
When you go to their house, you can literally almost take in everything from them.
但是神的儿女们的爱啊，不是这种的爱啊。
But the love that the children of God manifests is not this kind of love.
神的爱是包括智慧的，是合理的。
Because the love of God is with wisdom and is reasonable.
所以有的时候我们要给的有智慧也不大容易啊。
So to give with wisdom, it is difficult.
如果你能够给的有智慧，那么你这个服事啊，弟兄姊妹们，那是出于主的服事，那有工作的果效。
If you're able to give with wisdom, and that will be a service from God, and then it will produce fruit.
但大多数时候呢，我们都是给不出去的。
But majority of the time, we're not able to give.
我就再说。
And once again, I want to stress.
你要记得。
Please remember.
万有神都是归给他儿子的。
That all has been given to the Son by the Father.
你不给。
If you're not willing to give.
到有一天也不是你。
And it shall not belong to you anyways.
啊，你弄了一大堆在那里。
And you have acquired so much.
只有将来够你懊悔的。
But it is only enough for you to be regret about.
啊，我讲一个实例啊。
I want to tell you an example.
这个国共打仗的时候。
And when the nationalists and the communists were in a war.
啊，那么在这个之前。有一个姊妹啊，她在中国，她有800亩地。
And prior to this war began, a sister in China has 800 acres of land.
哇，那个时候教会里面呢，这个奉献的这个热火啊，在烧的时候啊。
And as the fire of consecration blame.
好多弟兄姊妹把他们家里什么东西都拿出来奉献。
As a flame of consecration burned in the church, a lot of people bring everything from their household.
但是呢。轮到他的时候，八百亩地呀、啊。
But when it comes to her term, and as she considers she has 800 acres,
这是很困难的。
It is difficult to offer that much.、
啊、所以呢，你就看见他就开始聚会也不正常了，开始躲。
So you see that she does not come to the meeting regularly anymore.
啊，等到躲到后来，那么这个国共政权交换呢？
So she kind of hid herself until that communist took over.
哎呀，你有八百亩地啊，不得了，你地主啊。
And so the communist says, wow, you're a landlord because you have 800 acres.
这个可怕，他赶快逃，就逃到香港去。
And so she had to escape to Hong Kong.
等到他的脚一踩到香港就懊悔了。
And when she stepped on the, in Hong Kong and she began to regret.
他找到一个年长的弟兄，他哭着对他讲。
And then she found an elderly brother and she wept and wailed.
她说我真是懊悔啊。
She says, I so regret.
当初我为什么不把这八百亩地奉献出来？
Why did I give this 800 acre to the Lord?
如果奉献出来，至少对主的福音工作上有帮助。
If I have done it, at least I will help with the gospel work.
她说现在我什么都没有。
But now I have nothing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
所以很多时候主把机会给我们。
You know, a lot of times the Lord gives us opportunity.
当然今天主不是要求你这样的情况、也不是人要求你把通通都给了。
It is not God nor man who asks you、that you offer all.
如果主这样要求你弟兄姊妹主是看重你的。
And God really honor you if he asks you so.
那个后面要跟随一大堆祝福。
Because much blessing shall follow.
工作的果效随着你。
And your deed will follow you.
所以弟兄姊妹，爱的侍奉，简单的来讲就是一个给的侍奉。
And therefore the service of love basically is a service of giving.
今天我们在教会的侍奉中啊。
That in the church service nowadays.
有的时候也会有一点点的要求。
Sometimes we request people.
但有时候发现在侍奉上要求啊，有时候会有点难处。
And sometimes it's difficult to make requests.
但是我们要知道，这里有一个很重要的原则。
But there is a principle.
就是你爱有多少， 要求才能有多少。
And how much love you have, how much you can request depends on how much love you have.
所以呢，这个要求永远是走在这个爱的后面。
And therefore, love always comes before you're making a request.
弟兄姊妹们，我们应当接受主爱的要求。
And dear brothers and sisters, we need to accept the request of love from God.
因为他爱我们是无限量
的。Because He loves us without measure.
所以他每一个要求都是合理的。
So every request of the Lord is reasonable.
我们应当学习我们的主的样式。
And we need to learn from His example.
并且呢，在侍奉中如果充满主的爱。
That in our service is so filled with love of God.
弟兄姊妹，那我们的服事呢，也变成一种就是不是责任性的东西。
Then our service becomes not just a duty.
侍奉是有责任的。
Yes, it is a duty.
但是爱呢，走在这个责任之前。
Yet love comes before that duty or responsibility.
我们要特别防备一件事情。
And something we need to be to prevent.
有时候时间拖久了。
And sometimes as time goes on.
我们会把那个服事当成一种责任性的东西。
And a particular type of service becomes a duty to us.
结果呢，我们因为在那个位置上，我们必须要应付那件事情。
And because we're responsible for that service, and then we do it because of, out of that sense of duty.
请我们记得,
and please remember,
事情你做了,
yes, you've done it.
但是那个在主眼中来看, 可能根本不是服事。
You've done your service, but to God, it is not service at all.
因为没有爱的流露,
because there's no manifestation of love.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们需要让我们的生命中充满主。
We need to be so filled by the love of God in our lives.
也让这个爱从我们身上能流露的出去。
And allowing this love to be outflow from us.
当这个爱能够流露出去的时候。
And as the love flows out from us.
对别人来讲就是恩典。
And it becomes grace to someone else.
所以我们常常讲我们的主是恩主。为什么是恩主？因为他爱我们。
And oftentimes we say it's the Lord of grace. And why do we say that? Because he loves us.
因为他的爱临到我们，所以呢，我们就充满了恩典。
Because His love come upon us, and therefore we're so filled with grace.
所以这是新约时代中侍奉的第二个特性。
And that is the second characteristic of New Testament service.
那么第三个特性。
And the third characteristic.
新约的侍奉是灵的侍奉。
It is a service of the Spirit.
这是非常重要的。
That is very important.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们必须注意我们灵里面的光景。
We need to pay attention to our spiritual condition.
在教会中在生活中每一样的侍奉都应当是出于灵。
That everything, every service we have should be out of the spirit.
也应当是属灵的。
And it should be spiritual.
如果我们光做事情。
If we just do things.
没有这个灵。
And lacking of the spirit.
我们所做的事情在神跟前没有多少价值。
Then what we do will not have not much value before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，同样一件事情。
And there's if the same service.
有的人可能是仅仅做事而已。
Some would just do the outward deeds.
但是有的人，你会发现那个事里面碰见他的灵。
But some you will discover the spirit manifested through that service.
你会看有的时候连摆这个椅子都能够摸到那个灵啊。
You know that it can be even spiritual when you line up those chairs in the meeting place.
这是欢欢喜喜心甘情愿的服事啊。
And some people serve with such a willingness.
那件事情里面呢显明那个灵啊。
That in whatever they do, they manifest as the spirit.
这个才叫做真正的侍奉。
And that become a true service.
如果我们服事的心不甘情不愿的。
If we're not doing this willingly.
那你是把事情做好了顶多是做事而已。
Then you are but just doing something.
所以呢在教会里面的这个做事跟世界上的做事是不一样。
Therefore the things you do in church is different from that of the world.
世人做事就是做事把事情做好。
And the pagans do things, they just do things.
但是基督徒不是光把事情做好。
But Christians do not just do the things as a
team. 基督徒乃是做这件事情的时候他心里面觉得是服侍主。
It becomes not just an act, but that they do it according
to the Lord. 他用他的心和灵来服侍。
They serve it with their heart and spirit.
所以我们常常要求弟兄姊妹啊。
And therefore oftentimes we will request.
最好呢如果今天特别今天假设你是 on duty 做一点事情最好你能够找半个钟头来你在这里安静祷告预备自己。
We often ask brothers and sisters who have certain service on that day, come early, half an hour early.
你不要匆匆忙忙地赶来了。
So do not come in haste.
那么做件事情当然很简单的事情有什么了不起呢对不对
?So it is not big deal if you just do an act.
但是你要看见你不是做事情你是在侍奉神。
But if you see it not just an outward act, but to serve God.
神所注意的是你的灵。
What God pay attention to is your spirit. He doesn't care about what you do outwardly.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们在这里学习做事的时候，
And therefore, brothers and sisters, as we learn to serve,
我们要注意我们灵里面的光景是如何。
We need to pay attention to our spiritual condition.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
Because that is crucially important.
甚至有的时候啊，这些事物工作呢，可以显出人一个人里面那个品质是如何。
And sometimes even these services manifest your very nature
and quality.
And it manifests your inward quality.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
and dear friends and sisters,
我们要争取将来进入永世的时候工作的果效能跟着我们。
We really desire that all the labors of our, the fruit of our labor follows us into eternity.
你今天在生活里，在教会的服事里，不仅做外面的事情而已。
So that in church and in your household, you do not just do an outward act.
你要注意你这个灵是如何。
You need to pay attention to your spirit.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
And therefore, brothers and sisters.
这个才在神的跟前有价值。
And that become valuable before the Lord.
第四个点。
Fourthly,
第四个特性,
the fourth characteristic,
新约的侍奉是身体的侍奉。
It is a service of the body.
所以我们必须明白在教会的侍奉中啊，没有个人主义的东西。
So in our church services, there's no individualism.
我们必须在侍奉中接受身体的约束。
That we need to be bound in, by the principle of the body in our service.
我高兴做什么我就做什么。
We do not do things just according to our desire.
我就做这个。
I do things according to my burden.
弟兄姊妹们，必须活在身体的原则里。
It must be within the principle of the body.
我们都知道，我们蒙恩得救之后啊。
You know that after we're saved.
我们不仅是成为回家的儿女。
Not only become children who have come home.
我们也是基督身体上的肢体。
We also become the members of the body of Christ.
你看看你身体上的肢体啊，要行动的时候，它一定是非常和谐的，对不对？
You know that the members of your body, as you walk, it is in cooperation with one another.
所以你这个人很正常。
So you're a normal person.
如果你的手也不听话，脚也不听话，那就不正常。
If your members, your extremities does not listen to you, then you're not normal.
它不和谐。
It becomes, not harmonic.
所以你知道，今天有许多时候啊，我们每一个人都是很自私的啊。
And you know, a lot of times we are, as a person are selfish.
都是以自己为中心的。
We are self-centered.
啊，我们不说谁是。以自己为中，每个人都是这样。
And all of us are self-centered.
所以很多时候我们觉得，我这样做，我的动机意念是对的，我的存心是对的。但是弟兄姊妹，不在身体的原则里面也是不对。
You know that even though you have a zeal and passion, but if it's self-centered, you do not live within the principle of body, then it's not correct.
身体最大的侍奉的原则是什么呢？
You know what is the greatest principle of the body?
就是要交通。
It is fellowship.
就像你身体里面的这个血液系统一样的啊。
And just like your circulatory system.
你每个血管都要通的。
That every vein in your body are connected.
你只要哪里有个血管不通了，你就麻烦了。
And if there's a clock, then you're in trouble.
你的手里血管不通，你手就废掉了。
And if you have blood clock in your hand, then your hand.
你脚上的血管不通，你脚就废掉了。
And you will lose your leg if you have blood clock in your leg.
有没办法及时的功能。
And you're not able to function normally.
所以整个今天你能够在这里很自由的行动，表示你的身体里面血管是通的。
So as you're able to walk and function normally, that tells you circulatory system is fine.
今天在教会的侍奉里面也是一样。
And it is so with the service in the church.
什么时候一交不通了，这个身体的实际就没有了。
And whenever you can't, lack of that fellowship, then you lose the reality of the body.
所以我们需要学习，弟兄姊妹们与所有的圣徒们都有。
And therefore, we must learn to have fellowship with all the saints.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord
把我们放在他的身体里,
that He has placed us in His body.
这也是我们今天在做基督徒一个很重要学习的一件事情。
And that is a very important lesson for us to learn.
我们晓得今天这个真理被很多神的儿女们忽略。
You know that this is neglected by many children of God.
所以请我们记得侍奉新约侍奉的第四个特性。身体的侍奉。
So please remember the fourth character of a New Testament service is a service within the body.
还有最后一个点。
And then lastly,
新约的侍奉是国度的侍奉。
Is the service of the kingdom.
当我们讲到国度的时候，
When we speak of a kingdom,
我们讲到权柄，讲到能力，讲到荣耀。
When we speak of authority, power, and glory.
但这个国度怎么彰显出来呢？
But how is this kingdom being manifested?
我们就是要让主耶稣基督做王。
It is allow God to be the Lord and King.
因为只有他是天国的王。
Because only He is the King of the heavenly kingdom.
当他显现出来的时候，
When He is revealed,
那个国度的实际才显现出来。
Then the reality of the kingdom is being manifested.
弟兄姊妹们，
Friends and sisters,
我想作为一个基督徒，
You know that as a Christian,
我们必须要学会服在主的王权底下。
We need to submit ourselves under this authority and the sovereignty of the Lord.
在我们的生命中啊，
that in our lives,
你要尊他为王。
You need to honor him as the king.
当然这个有点困难，因为我们活在民主的时代里面哈，这个我们这个没有人做过我们的王，所以我们这个不大容易有这个王的思想。
And sometimes it is a hard concept to grasp because we live in democracy.
如果我们说呢，学习服从那个总统，那个好像不大对。
But if we say we need to submit to the authority of the president, it doesn't sound right.
这个王的权柄呢，比这个总统要大得多了。
Because the power and authority of the king is greater than that of a president.
你看我们中国古代的皇帝。
You know those emperors in ancient China?
他坐在他的宝座，他说是天下都是我的。
And as he sit on the throne, he says, "All the world is mine."
所有的人都是我的臣民。
And all these people are my people.
啊，今天有哪个总统敢讲这个话呢？
And any president dare to say that?
是吧？这个王的这个权柄，那是比那个总统要大得多了。
And therefore, the power and authority of a king is much higher than that of a president.
我们求主开我们里面的眼睛。
And may the Lord open our eyes.
让我们能认识也知道他是王。
That we may come to know and to recognize that he is the king.
圣经中为什么这样说？他现在已经是万王之王，万主之主。
And why does the Bible says that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords?
哇，我唱歌的时候唱万王之王，万主之主，我唱得很兴奋啊。
And so we sing with such excitement when we sing that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
结果到了后来，只不过是一首歌而已。
And then yet to us is but a song.
不。
No, it's not so.
弟兄姊妹，在你的生活中，你必须尊他为王。
Brothers and sisters, in your life, you must honor him as your king.
你必须尊他为主。
You must honor him as your lord.
就是你要学会服在他的权柄底下。
And it's to learn to submit yourself under his authority.
教会中啊，年幼的顺服年长的。
That in the church, the younger ones submit to the older ones.
彼此的顺服。
That submitting to one another.
都在你能不能尊主为王。
It is all found and rooted.Whether you're able to,
你就尊他为王
able to, submit yourself,
大家都尊他为王
and as everybody honor God as the king,
教会中才有年幼顺服年长的事情
then there will be a submission to one another in the church,
才会有彼此顺服的事情
and there will be the younger ones submitting to the older ones.
但是我们晓得这个顺服
but this kind of submission,
会把国度的荣耀带到地上来
It will manifest the glory of the heavenly kingdom.
我们要像大卫的勇士一样。
That we should be like the mighty warrior of David.
弟兄姊妹，你看见在这个撒母不在历代志上里面记载着。
That in First Chronicle.
大卫的勇士们。
That the mighty warriors of David.
不顾性命的。
They deny their own lives.
他们做一件事情。
They lay down their lives and do one thing.
大卫为王。
To make him the king.
我们晓得这是旧约的图。
You know that is the picture.
这乃是告诉我们在新约时代中间神国度中的百姓。
It is the Old Testament picture depicting the people of New Testament.
我们要尊他为王。
That we need to honor him.
所以在教会中
，therefore in the church,
必须看见主的宝座。
We must see the throne of God.
必须看见主的王权。
We must see his kingship.
所有神的百姓都服在他的权柄。
And all the people of God submit to His authority.
当我们能把神的国度的荣耀带下来的时候
，as we are able to bring down the kingdom of God,
黑暗的国度才能被驱除的。
That all the darkness will be cast away.
这是在新约时代中侍奉的第五个重要特性。
And that is the fifth characteristic of the New Testament service.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，and therefore brothers and sisters,
今天早晨
，at this morning,
我们把侍奉啊，从全本圣经里面把侍奉的原则和特性呢，给弟兄姊妹们。做了一个很简要的一个交通。
We have summarized and shared with you the principle and characteristics of services based on the scripture.
我们就希望说
And it is our desire
我们能够知道如何来服侍我们的主。
That we will learn how to truly serve our God.
好叫我们能够得做更美好的工作的果效。
So we will be able to obtain a better fruit of our labor.
请我们记得
Please remember
当我们离开这个世间去
As we leave this world,
那些在主里面安息的人
And those who rest in the Lord,
他不仅息下劳苦,
not only they rest from their labor,
工作的果效也随着他们,
their deeds shall follow them.
这是我们今天在这个物质的世界里面,
that in this material world,
唯一能够带进永世,
this is the only thing you can bring into eternity with you.
其他的东西只不过是神暂时托付给你的。
Everything else was entrusted to you temporarily.
我们要好好地做主的管家。
We need to be a good steward of God.
知道如何运用主所给我们这外面的一些东西，我们好好地服侍神。
And how to utilize everything and resource God has given to us to serve Him.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brother and sister.
我们实在仰望主在我们里面做开启的工作。
We look to the Lord that He would reveal such in our heart.
我很多时候我知道人的言语是很有限的。
And a lot of times I recognize that my words are limited.
所以我们要仰望真理的圣灵把我们带进那个真理的实际里面。
Therefore we look to the Spirit of Truth to bring us into all truth.
主回来的日子很近。
The Lord's coming are very soon.
如果主回来的晚。
If he delay.
那么我们要去见他。
And then we shall go see him.
我最近听说有一个在教会历史上出名的弟兄啊，他计算了说主耶稣是2060年回来。
And I recently heard there's a famous brother calculated the Lord shall come back in 2060.
我一想我就没希望。
And so I thought, well, I'm hopeless.
我能活到2060年吗?
How can I live to 2060?
根本不可能。
That's not possible.
如果主再迟延个二三十年可能我也不在了。
Maybe even if he were to delay a couple of decades.
那是主特别的怜悯啊。
So it is a special mercy of God.
谁也不知道明天如何。
Nobody knows about tomorrow.
我们要求主让我们能抓住今天的机会。
So may the Lord help us to grasp today.
弟兄姊妹们，要好好的服侍主。
To serve the Lord diligently.
要得着工作的果效。
To obtain the fruit of your labor.
要让主的生命从我们身上能够流露出来。
To allow God's life to be manifested through us.
这是比一切事物都重要的。
That is greater than everything else.
愿主的恩典。
May the grace of God.
今天早晨临到每一个人。
Come upon you and each one of us this morning.
没有一个人在主回来的日子是懊悔的。
That no one of us shall regret in his coming.
我们最后一同来唱一首诗歌，好吧？
Let's sing a hymn together.
大家也知道，下个礼拜我们要传福音。
Next week, we will have gospel meeting.
这也是我们有一个机会可以服侍这些还没信主的朋友们。
And this is opportunity for us to serve those unsaved people.
我最喜欢唱这首歌，在服侍在传福音的时候。
And I love to sing this hymn prior to preaching gospel. 637.
我不过是你运河。
Channels only.
这首歌大家很熟悉。
And I think you are all very familiar with this song.
我们请小恩给我们弹副歌，然后我们一起来唱。
我已登牧风之喜剧传播天上的喜乐得着生命充满生机好使我在你愈合祝我复活使你愈合你要留住你生命求你用我尽人干渴无有世界无止境
请大家站起来唱
Let's all stand and sing
我们速度再快一点、啊、
Maybe sing a little bit faster
唱快一点好不好我们把这首诗歌当作我们的祷告
And may this hymn becomes our prayer
当作我们的心愿
It becomes our desire
唱在主的跟前
We sing it before the presence of the Lord
我们愿意好好的服侍他
And we're willing to serve him
求主使我们成为他手中的器皿
May he make us a vessel
我们从第二节开始啊，来
Stanza 2
不过作揖祝福云河应该是为的客人请给他们救恩快乐因此满足的福神祝福我是你名字你要留住你生命求你用我的人感慨无有世界无止境劳苦 后让喜乐充满，洁净后让你施灵，无日只有你的能干，随你命令来供应。主，我不过是你允许，你要留住你生命。求你用我坚韧坎坷，我有世界无止境。求主求将圣灵充满，和歌一起奉献神，好让活水如何一般，从我里面直流奔。主，我不过是你允许，你要留住你生命。求你用我坚韧坎坷，无有世界无止境。
我们再来唱这个副歌，把它唱两遍，不要钢琴，好不好？我希望主能够听见你的声音。
Let's sing the chorus twice without the piano. May the Lord hear each one of our voice.
让我们真正从心里面唱给主听。
That we really sing it from our heart to the Lord.
不管我们过去我们的奉献生活多失败。
No matter how our life of consecration has been in the past.
或是我们过去有没有奉献。
Whether it being a failure or not a life of consecration at all.
就在这个时刻里面。
But at this moment.
我们求主得着我们。
May the Lord obtain us.
能够成为他手中的器皿。
To become a vessel in His hand,
成为一个活水的运河,
a channel of blessing,
能够把他的生命流露出来,
to flow out His life.
我们唱两遍, 然后我们一同在主面前开口有点祷告。
Let's sing the chorus twice and we pray before the Lord.
主，我不过是你运河，你要流出你生命，求你用我坚韧坎坷，无有世界无止境。主，我不过是你允许，你要留住你生命，求你用我坚韧坎坷，无有世界无止境。
我们同声开口一点祷告。
Let's pray in unison.
亲爱的主，愿早晨你在对我们的心说话。主啊，好让我们能够从上头得着智慧。真是有智慧的心，知道如何数算自己的年日，好叫我们知道如何活在你的跟前，让我们的生命能活得更有意义，更有价值。主啊，我们求你怜悯我们，因为你知道我们有很多的愚昧，我们不太容易能够明白属灵的事情，所以求你开启我们，好叫我们知道如何侍奉跟随你。谢谢你今天早晨与我们众人同在，我们也相信在这里所有的祷告主都垂听，主都纪念。主啊，用我们做你手中的器皿，我们从深处把感谢赞美敬拜都归给你。我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, our hearts are so full of thanksgiving.
在这个时候我们一同侍立在你的跟前。
At this moment, we stand all before you.
我们仰望你再次向我们施怜悯。
We look to your grace once again.
救我们脱离自己的愚昧。
To save us from our foolishness.
主啊，让我们从上头得到智慧。
That we will obtain the wisdom from above.
让我们里面真正有智慧的心。
That we will have a heart of wisdom.
让我们知道如何数算自己在地上的年日。
That we may come to know how to count our days.
好叫我们能羡慕活在你的跟前。
So we would desire to live before your presence.
羡慕能够服侍你。
to desire to serve you.
好叫你的生命在我们的生活中侍奉中能被显明出来。
So that your life may be manifested in our lives and through our services.
主，我们实在承认我们在你面前今天所能积蓄的非常的少。
And Father, we confess that what we can store up for ourselves is so little.
若是今天你回来了。
If you come back today,
我们只能羞惭地来见你。
We can only but come to you in shame.
但是我们感谢你。
Father God, we thank you.
你还没有回来。
You have not come yet.
因为你宽容我们。
Because you're so gracious and generous.
你希望我们在地上能够积蓄丰富。
You want us to have a greatest wealth store up.
主啊，但愿有一天你回来的时候。
And so that when you come back one day,
每个人都能带着工作的果效来见你。
Everyone can bring this fruit of labor before you.
我们求你借着真理的圣灵。
That may the Holy, the Spirit of truth.
引我们进入真理。
Lead us into all truth.
主啊，用你的恩手握住我们。
Lord, hold fast to us with your gracious hand.
我们实在感觉地上的年日如飞而去。
Because we feel that our times are flying by.
不叫我们过着那个劳苦愁烦转眼成功的那种光景。
Cause us not to live such a temporal fleeting life.
你救赎我们就是为要叫我们能服侍你。
Because you have saved us so we may serve you.
这个侍奉对我们是实在是何等的重要。
Your service is so important to us.
求你为着你自己的恩典。
Because of your grace.
你怜恤我们。
Lord Jesus, be gracious and merciful to us.
我们从深处把敬拜归给你。
We give you our thanksgiving.
垂听我们的祷告。
Answer our prayers, Lord.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.